Thank you, Lord. Sunday morning, 2:6:22. This is going to be the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The Love of Money. All right, I'm going to read y'all some stuff. So, you should have paid attention to me. First Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many arrows or sorrows. The love of money is where all corruption starts. It has enticed men from the very beginning. I set my man in a perfect utopia and he took what was mine. We see this cycle repeated over and over throughout time. Talk about the tithe. Talk about God's portion. Because of the love of money, teachers no longer care about their students. The love of money has caused them to abandon their true calling. Doctors no longer care about their patients with love and compassion and have stepped aside from their true calling of compassion and their Hippocratic oath to do no harm. To now, because of the love of money, kill their patients. Leaders in government are no longer for we the people, but have turned from their oath to serve we the people, all for the love of money. They now have turned on their own people. Even church leaders, because of the love of money, have forsaken their flocks and have agreed with evil men to lead the very sheep they were to care for to the slaughter. All evil, all over the world, have colluded together to follow the spirit of Jezebel. They've hatched a heinous plot to kill the people and steal their property. This wickedness has caused a brother to sell out a brother. Humanity has been targeted as a sacrifice to Baal. They laugh with glee when they are able to shed innocent blood. All the wars and false flag events are satanic sacrifices to their god Baal, all to feed the beast. The spirit of Jezebel has infiltrated the entire earth. I'm raising up my Elijahs to handle this spirit. The time has come. Just look around you and observe what is happening. With the eye of the spirit, you can see the bringing down of the Jezebel spirit. Now I want to look at a couple of scriptures here. 1 Kings 21. And it came to pass, after these things, that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. He laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters saying, proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. And the men of his city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants in his city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. They proclaimed a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. There came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people. Sound familiar? Saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the field of Naboth, whether he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the dogs of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. He will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And so Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat. Him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, accounting to all things as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. It came to pass when Ahab heard these words that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. The word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in the son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. All right, one more. Revelation 2. He was under an evil spirit, Jezebel. All right, this is the church in Thyatira, verse 18. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these sayings saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works in charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed with them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. All the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. That which ye have already hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power of the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron as the vessels of a potter. Shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is the most critical time in history. It's not the time to be afraid, for you are not alone. There are many behind the scenes like you that stand with you. As it has been in other times, the church behind them, the military eradicated the evil. Yesterday, I listened to Stacy Whited. I don't know if y'all know her. Flyover Conservatives. She has a little deal where she kind of does clips. And yesterday, I tuned into her. It says here, I'm going to read some of them. Some of the prophets were saying, Robin Bullock said this on 1:23:22, the year of reckoning, God is bringing joy to his people. The wicked of the earth are not worthy of God's people. Their diseases will boomerang back on them. There will be a surprise when Obama shows his face. A dark horse comes, but woe to him that rides him. He who comes after the jackal will be removed. Saw UN cars full of people. It will be a blistering summer and with dominoes falling. All right, this was Hank Nuneman, 1:12:22. The time has come that I will bring my hand against those for what they have done. They will not get away with it. A striking force that will cause the mountains to blow their tops. Just as it was at Jericho, the walls will come down by my hand. Vaccines and mandates, you will say, will never again happen in America. All right, that's kind of one of our confessions. You know, I noticed yesterday, because normally I don't listen to anybody else, but yesterday I just kind of had it, just listen to a few and see what they're saying. They're kind of changing their tune from, well, we're not in the end times, to now things, you know, they're starting to kind of see things. All right, 1:23:22, it's still him. Hank Nuneman, do not be lulled to sleep because the enemy is still the one who seeks to alter and change things the way they were created. They're seeking other means to sicken the population of the earth, to alter the human body, to strike it with disease. Do not be lulled to sleep. God says, rise up now. If you will rise up now and unify, what they seek to bring as a weapon against the nations again will not prosper, says the living God. In other words, she was talking about we need to speak. Unite and speak so this thing will not happen. This weapon won't be formed. The righteous rebellion will lead to a righteous leader for Canada. Talking about the righteous rebellion is the church, the trucker thing. Okay? This lady whose name was Donna Rigney. I never heard of her, but I kind of liked her because she's one of these that she writes things down the Lord gives her. And I said, yeah, sounds like what the Lord does for me. God is releasing angels of justice to take out demons of injustice. There will be many deaths of those that refuse to repent. God says he must act at this time to save the ones that have repented, and he no longer can wait on his children that have not repented. We've run out of time. All right, this is Stacy Whitehead. She had three nights in a row. The Lord woke her up and gave her just short clips here. All right, on 1:26:22, she heard the literal words, tick-tock, the alarm is about to sound. They have been weighed and measured and judgment will fall. All will see. It's all been about the children. The innocent will be spared and the wicked burned. Swift justice. Then the next night, a time of rebuilding. Many will learn at this time their destiny. In other words, why? You'll understand why you were born. The old will be torn down and the new building will begin. A rebirth of the church. She brought up a ministry called Restore 7. And the reason it caught my interest, it's about the Seven Mountain Mandate. Yeah. All right. Then, the next night, things are accelerating. The pus is about to erupt. The infection is deep. Many that have refused to listen in the past will be calling you. This is Mike Thompson. He had this in January. Watch my form. My glory is my form. You will see it more and more in the events that are happening. See Jesus in it. It's like the truckers movement. He brought that up. And I believe that too. I believe we're at the tipping point. I believe that's kind of what the Lord has been giving me. I'm just going to read you a few scriptures. It's about Baal worship. I'm telling you. There's Baal, what do they call them? They're big, tall archway things. There's one in New York. There's one, they're all over the world. And they're to worship Baal. And they say what those are is they're portals where demons come through. Yeah. This is Numbers 25, 3 and 5. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor, and the Lord was angry against Israel. The Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and execute them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, each of you slay his men who have joined themselves to Baal of Peor. This is what God thinks about this. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal Peor. For all the men who follow Baal Peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. It's like they got to be eradicated. But Joash said to all who stood against him, "Will you contend for Baal or will you deliver him? Whoever will plead for him shall be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself, because someone has torn down his altar." Therefore on that day he named him Jerubbaal, talking about Gideon. That is to say, let Baal contend against him, because he had torn down his altar. This is a bunch of the scriptures about Baal worship all through the Old Covenant. And even in Revelation, this is something that's infiltrated the whole earth. And it's prevalent today. They say that the United States has the biggest following of Baal in the world. All right, that's it.